And it's time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Chris Welch. Thanks, Chris, for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So we're talking gaming consoles today. PlayStation 5 console will cost more starting next month. Sony announcing that it is raising the price of all editions of the system that will take effect next week. So just how much of a price hike are we talking?
Yeah, so we're in a strange world where all of these consoles now cost more than they did 5 years ago when they came out on the market.
Inflation.
So the base PS5, inflation, exactly. So the base PS5 was once $500. That's going to be $650 on the second. The cheaper model, the PS5 Digital, which has no disk drive, started at $400, but that's going all the way up to $600. And the top tier PS5 Pro, which started at $600 when it came out 2 years ago, is now going to be $900. That's the price of a full-on PC at this point.
Basically, I mean, you could. I'm a gamer. I'm a PC gamer. You could almost build a pretty decent gaming PC for that much.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's just so strange. I mean, this is not how things tend to work. You know, these things tend to get cheaper over time, but both Sony and Microsoft have now raised these prices several times. The Xbox Series X also costs the same $650, whereas that was also once $500 at launch. So very, very strange times we're in.
So what's going on? Is it a specific component that has gone up in price?
So at first it was the tariffs that the U.S. imposed against all these manufacturing hubs and countries. So that played a part in these first few price hikes. But now the cost of memory is soaring as all these AI companies just scoop up what's out there for their data centers. So that's pushing Sony and Microsoft to just drive up all these prices even further to a point where it's going to get hard to really justify. You know, these things have been out on the market for several years. I think a lot of people who like wanted one already bought one, thankfully. But if you're just getting in, this is a pretty tough time to be a gamer these days.
It might be a good time to look at used consoles. I mean, you can probably get a used one on eBay for closer to what it was purchased for new several years ago.
For sure. Check eBay, you know, check there. But find some other way of getting it because, yeah, these are high prices. So
talk about the competition. Nintendo, Microsoft, are they also raising prices?
Yeah, so as I said, the Xbox Series X also has gone up several times. So far, the Switch 2 has held steady at its price of $450. They raised the price of the first generation Switch last August because I think they figured, you know, most people who bought that Switch years ago. So, like, that was safe to do to try and offset all these prices. But so far, the Switch 2 is holding steady, but they've warned that might not last for too much longer because, yeah, these prices are just going up and up and up. So
we're talking about AI having an impact on so many aspects of our lives. And here is one more example. It's the memory that is used, I'm guessing, in data centers is gobbling up a lot of the components that are also used in gaming consoles. Is that one of the main factors here?
Yeah, for sure. These are high-end machines. They have a lot of memory inside, but there's only so much to go around. So as all these AI companies scoop up what's out there, Sony and these game manufacturers have to pay more and more for the same components that didn't cost nearly as much, say, 5 years ago when these first came on the market. So, it's a tough time for gamers these days. We're all trying to find ways that AI is, like, helping our lives and making them better, but this is a way where it's, like, making things quite a bit worse for a certain segment of people out there, so...
And before you go in our last minute, talk about the overall gaming industry, the software, the new releases. Is it healthy? Because there have been a lot of layoffs recently. What's going on in the larger sector?
It's a shaky time for gaming. There have been a lot of closures of studios these last few months and years. People aren't buying games as they were during COVID, obviously during the pandemic when we were all home playing games for hours upon hours every day. But the main big game coming out soon is Grand Theft Auto 6. That's going to be a massive title, might be one of the biggest games of all time. So the whole industry is kind of hoping that that'll really, like, you know, just kickstart something big for the whole industry and kind of get things going on a better course than they have been for the past couple of years, for sure.
All right. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for your time. That's Chris Welch with Bloomberg talking about Sony announcing that it is raising the price of the PlayStation gaming console.